day, everyone, and welcome back to the third edition. That's right, episode 3 of Community Living Kingston Conversations. And I'm joined today by my main man, Dale. Dale, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
Very good.
To let the people in on a little background information, Dale, myself, and our friend Evan just finished recording. He's right. He's sitting in the gunner chair. We just finished recording a special PSA for Community Living Kingston. And Dale, may I say, you did a fantastic job on that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any voiceover work like that before? Like commercial work, sort of?
No.
No?
I don't do that stuff.
You don't do that stuff? Well,
no, not what Jory does.
Jory certainly is very capable as well. But you did a great job with it, Dale, and I'll play that PSA a little bit later in the show today so people at home can hear. And I got to say, I think we did a great job choosing the background song for it. Pretty jazzy, upbeat, a little bit of piano. Dale, I just want to ask you, who are some bands or artists that you really like listening to? Who are some of your favorites?
I like the Beatles.
The Beatles?
You remember when we did the Beatles?
You guys did a, and folks, I'm speaking a bit to Evan here now as well, because he's one of the facilitators.
He liked the
So the Beatles, was there some kind of program, or was it just you guys were listening to the music?
No, they listened to music.
Ah, nice.
We were driving down, we were listening to Paul
McCartney
and
Wings. Paul McCartney, yeah.
Ah, some driving music. Do you have a favorite song by the Beatles? Like anything that you really, really listen to more than the rest?
I don't know.
That's a tricky question.
That's very tricky,
Let's see. I
let Evan do that.
What kind of music did we listen to yesterday from History of Music class? Do you remember?
Ooh. That was the Monkees.
The Monkees. So, for the folks at home, one of the programs on offer at Community Living Kingston is a music history class, which, hey, I think is right up the alley to our friend Dale here. So, you guys were listening to the Monkees.
Yeah.
For music history.
That's the name of the band.
Yeah, they used to have a TV show, too.
TV show by the band.
That's right, which is really...
one of the artists.
Trust your instincts, follow your heart. Play the cards you're handed. That's the way I look at life. My friend Larry's granddad mined for coal from the tender age of 6. Well, his stepfather swore he could teach this new dog old tricks. In the days before unions and decent labor laws, young boys worked the coal mines too. That's just the way it was. His mom, well, she was not unkind, still she had to let him work. This man she was married to, he'd become a mean old jerk. Of course, granddad dearly loved her, so by the time the boy was 9, he was a full-fledged 3-year veteran of a Nova Scotia mine. With just his shovel and pick, granddad became the main breadwinner. They sent him off 6 days a week, packing a bucket for some dinner. Sunday school, that's all he had, as far as formal learning. And he duly handed to his mom every penny he was earning. Trust your instincts, follow your heart, play the cards you're handed. That's the way I look at life, so does Larry's granddad. In a nutshell, that was granddad's life till the boy turned 17. When one Sunday he met Edna Wood, most beautiful girl he'd seen. He went straight up, introduced himself, had to take a chance. Not just pretty, she was smart and kind. He asked her to the dance. That night he asked politely, "Mom, can I get you Sunday best? A new suit, like stepfather bought from the tailor with a vest." Mom answered, "Absolutely not, but I might sew you some pants." Granddad said, "No, thank you," kept his paycheck for the dance. everything else works fine. Well, it's kind of hard to hear it, and his breathing's not so good. Still, all is right on Saturday night at the dance with Edna Wood. Trust your instincts, follow your heart, play the cards you're handed. That's the way I look at life, so does Larry's granddad. Trust your instincts, follow your heart, play the cards you're handed. That's the way I look at life, so does Larry's granddad.
This is Mayor Tom Ryan, introducing you to the official 1984 Susquecentennial song. Rochester has a unique and varied cultural history. So what better way to celebrate it than by listening to the music written, published, and performed by Rochesterians? We hope this musical journey stimulates further interest in the rich heritage of our city, enhances the civic pride among its people, and fosters a spirit of working together to make Rochester a truly great city. Let our spirits show.
Is she? listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Good day, everyone, and welcome back to the third edition, that's right, episode 3 of Community Living Kingston Conversations, and I'm joined today by my main man, Dale. Dale, how are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
To let the people in on a little background information, Dale, myself, and our friend Evan just finished recording. He's right, he's sitting in the gunner chair. We just finished recording a special PSA for Community Living Kingston. And Dale, may I say, you did a fantastic job on that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any voiceover work like that before, like commercial work sort of?
No.
No?
I don't do that stuff.
You don't do that stuff? Well,
no, not what Jory does.
Jory certainly is very capable as well. But you did a great job with it, Dale, and I'll play that PSA a little bit later in the show today so the people at home can hear. And I got to say, I think we did a great job choosing the background song for it. Pretty jazzy, upbeat, a little bit of piano. Dale, I just want to ask you, who are some bands or artists that you really like listening to? Who are some of your favorites?
I went the Beatles.
The Beatles?
You remember when we did the Beatles?
You guys did a, and folks, I'm speaking a bit to Evan here now as well, because he's one of the facilitators.
He went the
So the Beatles, was there some kind of program, or was it just you guys were listening to the music?
No, they were listening to music.
Ah, nice.
As we were driving down, we were listening to Paul McCartney and Wings.
Paul McCartney, yeah.
Ah, some driving music. Do you have a favorite song by the Beatles? Like anything that you really, really listen to more than the rest?
I don't know.
That's a tricky question.
That's very tricky, yeah.
Let's see. I
let Evan do that.
What kind of music did we listen to yesterday from History of Music class? Do you remember?
Ooh. That was the Monkees.
The Monkees. So, for the folks at home, one of the programs on offer at Community Living Kingston is a music history class, which, hey, I think is right up the alley to our friend Dale here. So, you guys were listening to the Monkees.
Yeah.
For music history.
That's the name of the band.
Yeah, they used to have a TV show, too.
TV show by the band.
That's right, which is really
one of the artists.
Pretty cutting edge. You don't see something like that too much
nowadays. No, I didn't see that like that, no.
Okay, so you have the Beatles, the Monkees. Are there any other... I know in the past we've listened to Bruce Coburn here.
Yeah, Bruce Coburn, yeah.
Amazing artist, amazing Canadian artist.
You remember that?
Yeah, the first time we were here. Okay.
Bruce Coburn.
Amazing. Fantastic. I think he was... Somebody I know saw him perform live recently. I can't remember who. But they told me, like, oh, I'm seeing Bruce Coburn. I was like, that's amazing.
Bruce Coburn.
That must have been an awesome show. Anybody else that you'd really like to highlight, Dale? Any other favorite bands or artists? We have the Beatles. We have Bruce Coburn.
I like all of them.
You do have a pretty, what we would say, eclectic or wide music taste.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then... Moving now from music, Dale, do you have any fun things planned for the rest of your summer? Any other big activities or events?
Not me, no.
That's okay.
I'm all right now.
Well, thankfully, we've got you back then in studio. Yeah. I'll say my friend has his wedding coming up at the end of August, but that's about it for me.
That's not me. For me.
Although next week, so for
you
the
won't
folks.
Be here.
That's right. For the folks listening at home, Tuesday, that'll be, I think, what, July 16th or something. Tuesday, July 16th. That entire week from the Monday the 15th through to the 19th, we have the Shortwave Radio Theater Camp here, which is a lot of fun. It was an awesome thing that we started last year. So
last year,
we have a lot of kids, mostly age 12 to 16, that come into the station,
Dale.
And they're almost as passionate about microphones and audio stuff as you are. Almost. Yeah. Not quite. But they have a lot of fun. It's mostly a lot of high school age kids.
Oh, remember that. Yeah.
So we get them in here doing kind of similar stuff to what you and I are doing right now.
Yeah.
Using the mics, learning about the mics.
Yeah, we talked about last time.
That's right. Little mic check there. And we're talking about and playing music. So it's...
Playing music,
although... I'm sad we won't have our awesome CLK folks like yourself in. We will at least have some pretty fun young people, which keeps me young. Okay. Yeah. Well, Dale, I gotta say, fantastic job today. You absolutely crushed that voiceover.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we're going to get some more voiceover work for you in the future.
Maybe in the future.
I think when CFRC is doing
while,
its...
Yeah.
No, when we do our funding drive, it might be a worthwhile thing to get some CLK people in.
Yeah.
Because you guys are maybe the only organization more beloved in the community than we are. So, you know, we got to represent. We got to shout them out. We got to show love. Dale, great job today.
Yeah.
Folks at home, we're going to have a whole ton of music coming up for you, including some tracks from one of Dale's favorite bands. We'll get some Beatles in there.
Yeah.
I think we'll get some Bruce Coburn, and I'll find some new kind of fun CanCon stuff to plug in. Yeah. It's going to be a great show. Thank you so much for sticking with us. You're going to hear that amazing PSA in about 5-10 minutes time as well. Why would you want to be anywhere else? This is CLK Conversations. It's my favorite show on the schedule. It should be yours. And Dale, if you're interested in tuning in, by the time you hear this on the air, it'll be 12:30 on Sunday. 12:30 Sundays, that's when we're going to have a half hour show filled with our CLK people and some of their music on the air. So if you set a reminder to yourself, and this is true for you folks at home as well, you can either go to cfrc.ca, that's the website, or you can go to 101.9 on the dial, tune in every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. for the best half hour on CFRC. I'll go ahead and say it. All right, Dale, thank you for your time, as always, my friend. And for the folks at home, stay tuned. We got a ton of great music coming your way.
Yeah. My name is Dale Woman from the community office. Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a nonprofit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also, thanks to PSC for the wonderful opportunity.
Sometimes it's like pain. It's a small voice and quiet, but I hear it plain. There's a bone in my ear, keeps singing your name. In my heart there's an image, like looking through glass. Could be looking right past. I don't like it when I can't tell which is true. But I wouldn't trade the world for that picture of you. There's a bone in my ear.
great show. Brand new time slot. The Monday mixtape has moved to Monday morning, 7 a.m., so you can start your work day the right way with me, your host, Jesse Bell, as we are curating a playlist around a central theme each and every single week. Mondays are rough, but you can make them a lot better by tuning into the Monday mixtape, Monday mornings, 7 a.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
My name is Dale Woman from the Community Office.
Community Living Ontario is a non-profit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people.